The color analyst on MSG for the New York Rangers, former NHLer Dave Maloney. How are you doing this morning, Dave?
Very good, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, and welcome to Ottawa. Thanks for bringing the rain. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, I looked out the window, and I'm not sure that's better than snow, but pretty dark gray day up here in the nation's capital, that's for sure.
Yeah, good day for hockey. Good day for hockey. So what's going on with the New York Rangers these days? Seem to be in a bit of a stumble. What's your read on it?
Oh, boy, where to start? I guess you have to start with coming into the season, there was going to be certainly a reason to think rather optimistically what was going to happen given on what happened last season, where they started out relying on this spectacular play of a goaltender, got better and made wonderful acquisitions at the trade deadline that were perfect fits, and then went on a bit of a magical mystery tour to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. But a realistic look coming into the season, that team that ended the season wasn't going to be the team that started the season. And you throw into the mix now that the goaltending hasn't been quite as good, not even quite as good, has been a bit of a distance to what Shesterkin's resident season was a year ago, and Halak has thrown a no-hitter, and a power play that was fifth overall in the league last season is now 18th, and their 5-on-5 play, which was carried by good goaltending and a power play last year, has not gotten any better. It's gotten worse. So you're now, you're 14 behind a team you finished 47 points ahead of last year in the East, and there's coming off of three losses, a devastating loss at home to Edmonton. I would have thought might have been the bottom, but the Devils came in and showed that if it started today, they'd have to be one of the favorites. So all in all, it's not a round of glory on Broadway, and they're looking for a way out of the out of this mess.
Dave, thoughts on where Lafreniere and Kako are at this point?
Well, you know, you're going to get judged. First of all, you know, neither one of them is a center ice, right? Jack Hughes comes in at number one. Stützle comes in at three in his draft year. They're both center icemen. They're both going to have a bigger impact if they progress in the manner that with which you hope. So that's not defending. I'm not saying they're disappointing. They haven't stood out because their roles are different. There's no reason to believe they aren't going to be good NHL players. But the reality is, and compared to a guy like Stützle or Hughes, who have really hit their strides in years two and three and four of their careers, I think the position is different. So I don't think that there's any reason to believe that, or there's been a lack of progress. The progress may be not where you'd like it to be, but I have no doubt they're going to be good NHL players.
With Dave Maloney, color analyst for the Rangers on MSG. Just on Lafreniere, again, first overall. And, you know, here in Ottawa, obviously, with the Sens having 3 and 5 in that same draft, it's just natural that you're going to kind of compare and contrast. And as you said, they play different positions for sure. At this point, as you look at Lafreniere, and we're into year three now, 158 games, does it look to you like a player, as you said, they're going to be good players, but maybe not going to be a great player, like you hope when you're drafting first overall, especially for the first time in franchise history?
Yeah, I just think it's early. If you believe that most players aren't who they're going to be till you're well into 200, 210 games, I think it's unfair to hold up the standard with which every year. Now, listen, Brady Tkachuk, there are outliers. There's no question. The winger, that guy is a phenomenal player, I think, predicated on his look from an outside attitude. I mean, I love the guy's attitude to play, and that started from the get-go. So I think he's an outlier. I really do. So I'm giving Kako and Lafreniere the benefit of the doubt that most players aren't going to be who they'll be when you're into 210, 225 games of their career. So for me, it's too early to tell if you're judging the standard on Stützle and Tkachuk. There are outliers. So from my point of view, I think they're progressing. I think there's still time to determine what type of players they are. Now, every year, the draft, I get a chuckle. I hit on NHL.com this morning, and they're talking about potential 2025 draft picks. It's like, oh, my God, will you stop the madness? It's just, this is a men's league. It's a man's league. And while every news story is supposed to be the conquering hero, whoa, let's just hold on here. The conquering heroes have come in early. Are young, but they're outliers. Most of us take time to develop.
You look at, I guess, just the stats. You look at Fox. You look at the big line, Kreider, Zibanejad, and Panarin. Is that what they become right now, Dave? Is a little bit of a one-line team?
Well, you know, if they were going to be a one-line team, you'd hope to carry the offense like McDavid and Draisaitl.
Yeah.
I just, you know, Panarin scored for the first time in 12 games. Mika's been good. There's no in and out. He's been good. He's a 200-foot player. He's on the power play. He kills penalty. Chris Kreider's been on, he had 52 goals last year. Was it 52, 54, 52? You know, a little bit like when guys score a lot of goals, a lot of times he's in the right spot at the right time, or it hits him in the behind and goes in, or it goes off his hand and goes in. You know, like Chris is a 30 to 40 goal scorer, and he's tracking to mid 30s. So they've been the big play. The big difference for me is your big players have to be leaders 5-on-5 offensively, and have those guys been there to what you need, like a Bergeron or a Marchand, or where you look around the top players in the league, 5-on-5 are top players. The Rangers' top guys aren't quite as effective 5-on-5. And if your power play is not producing, although the power play is at 21%, you know, for a long time that 21% would be a good power play. But 21% is not good enough. So, you know, it's hard. It's easy to be overly critical of the ones you see day in and day out. But I think the reality is the Rangers are struggling for a lot of reasons. Whether you look at the analytics or just the eye candy, they're struggling in a lot of areas.
With Dave Maloney, color analyst for the Rangers on MSG, they're in town to play the Sens tonight. Do you look at, with management, with a team that's kind of scuffling a little bit right now, that they'll be patient, Dave? Or do you think if the right deal is there to kind of shake up the team, that something could happen?
You know, without being privy to the conversations that go on behind closed doors, it's, for me to speculate is, you know, it's a worthless cause as far as I'm concerned. You know, I'm paid to be an analyst, not a critic, paid to be someone who watches the play and sees what they are. Given a role in the front office, perhaps I would have a different opinion, but I don't. So I don't. I just think it's patience is a virtue. I do believe in that. I believe a year ago they were heading in the right direction because, you know, patience was something that was called upon. I just think the goaltender needs to make a save when it's needed. A team that now, you know, the longer you win when you come from behind, the more you believe that you can win. And the longer you don't win when you're giving up leads, it's difficult to get out of that rut too. So it's going to take a save that needs to be made. It's going to take a goaltender or a goal to be scored when it's needed. The margin for error in this league is minimal. You know, even the local scribes that were reading the papers this morning talking about the bottom feeder Ottawa Senators. Well, you've got your best defenseman back in the lineup, Shabbat. They're coming off two wins, and it's just this league on any given night. I know it's cliche, but I just think all the team's top players are more talented as time has come along here. And a longer a team, and the Rangers, any team, a longer a team's allowed to hang around in the game, anything can happen because the talent on the top players in the league can change a game. So, you know what, I remember we went into Winnipeg earlier in the season, and we were ready to write them off already, and they're ready to ship Shifley out of town. And you're like, wait a minute here. Let's just let these things play out. So, I just think from a management standpoint, Chris Drury is probably feeling the heat. If there are options there, I'm sure they're contemplating them. But in the meantime, the Rangers just have to go out and play. It's a new night and drop the puck.
I just got an email from somebody by the name of Jay Dolan. Said you've just been upgraded to assistant GM, Dave. So if you did have a wish list of something, like, is there something that you'd like to try to add, or as you said, would you just stay the course with the group?
You know what, really? I watched the Devils play the other night, and you can talk about how they're a fast team that plays fast, but I'll tell you, their blue line is really good. They're long, and they can get the puck up ice into that speed, and they kind of go unheralded. Now, they're led by Hamilton, but the acquisition of Marino. So to answer your question or inquiry, Schneider's been great. He's young. Fox has been pretty good. He's young. Hayek, been around a long time, but really he's young because he hasn't played a lot. The back end could use some experience. I look at like a guy like Nick Holden, a guy, somebody like that to just can come in and just give you a little more stability in that back end. Last year was Braun that was picked up at the trade deadline, and it's not a big move. Jacob Trouba is hurt. I don't know what he's managing. Plays a lot of minutes. Fox had to play 30 the other night. He was gassed at the end of the game. Playing 30 minutes against a Devil team that plays the way they play, he was absolutely gassed. I think they need a little help in the blue line.
Could I interest you in a Zaitsev?
Gently used.
Well, there you go. You guys see him every night.
No, we don't. He's in Belleville.
or you've seen him every night. Again, we tend to be overly critical of the ones, that we should love. So to answer that question, I haven't seen enough about him. But there are,
Don't humor him, Dave. Don't humor him. We'll leave it at that. Appreciate the time. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, guys. It's always a pleasure, and it's only hockey. Right?